a little smooth jazz.
Soulful.
Christmas music heading into Lomas Brown. We go inside the huddle. Brought to you by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 800-MY-FURNACE or visit cncheat.com. The smooth operator himself, Lomas Brown. Lo, good morning.
Hey, good morning. That did sound real smooth.
I know. Like I know. That's for you. We whipped that out specifically for you. All right.
I appreciate that.
Well, look, here we go. It's a must win. We saw a graphic earlier on TV, and the Lions were not a part of the playoffs as we sit here today. So it's a must win. They got to go out and win their last home game of the year against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How do they start? Where do they need to start if they want to be successful Sunday?
Well, for me, it has to be total domination at the line of scrimmage. And I'm saying both sides of the ball. We know that Pittsburgh, right, they've had problems in the past with stopping the run. And our offensive line, our much maligned offensive line, has to come out ready to play. Have to be able to create holes for Jahmyr Gibbs and for David Montgomery, and they have to be able to protect Jared Goff when he needs that protection. And on the other side of the ball, I mean, I think we have to be able to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers with our front four, just with our front four. I'm hoping that Calvin Shepard doesn't have to manufacture pressure by sending linebackers or sending defensive backs. I'm just hoping that Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, and the rest of those guys will be able to get pressure, sacks, hits on Aaron Rodgers and make him uncomfortable early in the game.
Well, that is the hope, of course. I will tell you that I offered my dad some tickets to come down and see this game, and he was like, no, he's out on these Steelers. He doesn't think they're real. So it could be benefit of the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jamie, a lot of people in Pittsburgh have counted them out, not only the team, but the coach. I couldn't believe that Coach Tomlin was taking some of the heat that he took a little early, a few games back. But, I mean, just like clockwork, I mean, what, this would be the 22nd season where he's had these guys over 500 and, you know, challenging for a playoff spot. So, I mean, with that model of consistency, I just don't understand the fans are. But, you know, hopefully, Jamie, you know, and I love you, hopefully our beloved Lions will be able to get this victory on Sunday.
All right. So, I can't help but shake this feeling that in the secondary defensively, they've got some problems, right? Yes, we know that Brian Branch is out. What is Kirby Joseph's status still?
Man, Chris.
I mean, his absence has been noticeable, I think.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. And it's just so strange because normally if a guy's going to miss this much time, you normally put him on IR.
Right.
And I think that's been the most puzzling part about this. And you're absolutely right. He was our center fielder. He was the guy that patrolled the middle of that defense and the deep half of that defense. And he was a turnover machine for us. Mm-hmm. And you could just see how we've been effective in getting turnovers this year. And he's been a noticeable difference. But again, like you're saying, with BB out, Brian Branch, man, that's just another hit to the secondary. So, I mean, Calvin Shepard's going to have to do what he's been doing, which is mix and match, roll the guys that he has, and try to keep these guys in positions to where they can have success. But, Chris, we know pass rush, pass coverage, they're tied at the hip.
So we've talked about how the Lions haven't won back-to-back games since October, and they're going to need to do that if they string some wins together. The Lions players and the coach were asked a lot about that this week, and your thoughts on them being a little, like, prickly, being like, yeah, why can't we do it?
Yeah, they're salty. They are salty. And I think the reason why, Jamie, is because they've done it in the past, right? We're talking about 59 games, okay, where you haven't lost back-to-back games. These guys know that they can put some games in a row. They know what's been going on, just like everybody else knows. They know that certain teammates haven't been there. And like I talk about, when the guys aren't there, you can't get that chemistry down. And when guys are back, you know, you're just trying to get these guys on the same mindset. And they know what's been going on, and they read the papers, they hear the news, or I don't know if people read the paper anymore, but they hear the news that's going on around here, and these guys are trying. So, I mean, you do. You get tired of hearing the same old thing from the same questions from the same reporters, man. It's just like going through two-a-day practices. You get tired of hitting the same guy. You get tired of seeing that guy. You get tired of smelling that guy. So it's at that point in the year where they are a little prickly, and now they just have to go out and prove that they can get it done.
What's the coaching perspective here going into this game?
So to me, I mean, the coaching perspective has to be right. Chris, you got to keep Aaron Rodgers, I think, on the sideline. So for Dan Campbell calling the offensive plays, I think he wants to be physical, right? Run the ball, take time off the clock, try to keep drives going, and limit the amount of possessions that Pittsburgh has. You know, and I think that's what Pittsburgh, I think conversely, that's what they're going to look at trying to do, trying to keep our powerful offense on the sideline. On the defensive side of the ball, I think you have to, again, you got to be able to get pressure with that front four. I think Calvin Shepard has to have those linebackers and have those secondary back covering in positions to where they can cover. Now, look, Pittsburgh don't have the biggest – they have DK Metcalf, and I think all their receivers, I don't think any receiver has over 400 or 500 yards, something like that. But that makes Aaron Rodgers, to me, even more dangerous because he spreads the ball around. You just can't zero in on one receiver or one player. You have to play the whole field all the time because he will spread the ball around. So, to me, that makes him even more dangerous. That's why I say that pass rush has to be able to get to him and affect him.
Well, I really don't want to start talking about, like, the draft yet.
No.
So we need to – we got to win this week. We got to win out, and we got some tough games ahead of us. But we're going to continue to watch, and it's going to be a fun game on Sunday. Lomas, appreciate you. Have a good call, and we'll talk
Say
to you.
Say hi to Sticky Note Guy.
I will. I'll make sure I tell Sticky Note Guy. You say hey.
Hey. All right, Lo. We'll talk to you next
Take
week.
Care.
Have a good one. Mm.
They have to be confident going into the game, but you have to also recognize the fans being a little skeptical when they haven't strung wins together.
Is this like a win-win for you this weekend?
Talk about hedging bets?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Right?
Yeah, because Pittsburgh's my hometown team. I love the Lions.
But,
I've covered
but
them
Jamie,
forever.
Jamie, you want the Lions to win, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. See?
Relax over there. Put me on the spot.
I know. I know. You want the Lions to win.
I do.
You're out on the Steelers too, right? Are you like your dad?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Mike Tomlin's like made the playoffs all these years, and he's not had a sub 500 record all these years, but he has 11 playoff losses. They haven't been making moves in the playoffs.
Yeah. He's a great coach though.
Yeah.
But
I do like him. I met him once and I like fangirled out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you say to him?
Oh my God. Hi. I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's very good. All right. We got to look. It's the Christmas season. We are days away from Christmas. There's a lot of really fun things happening in our area. We'll talk to Jer Stays to get you some good news as well. Oh, also we have tickets to give away. So make sure you're listening. Coming up, it's Jer Morning.